When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eve.
Hey everyone, I'm Courtney Revolution.
I'm Savannah Palacio, and welcome to
The Homecoming Queens.
Every Wednesday on Homecoming Queens, we will have a special guest from the Realityverse to tell us what it's like to wake up one day and have everybody know your name.
The full episode of The Homecoming Queens is available on our Eve YouTube channel, so watch us or listen on your favorite podcast app, rate, review, and subscribe. You know how it goes.
Today's guest is Mitchell Eason from our very own season 2 of The Circle. What was it like being on the second season of the brand new Netflix reality show? Just you wait, because we're about to get into it.
Before we get into the biggest motherfucker on the planet... Savannah, how you doing? What's going on?
That was a good one. I'm doing good, you know. Woke up at bright and early at 5 a.m. this morning. Oh. I went to the gym. Mm. I know. I had to shower, get ready, get all cute for the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm doing great. And then I picked you up. How are you doing?
Listen, I am hanging in there, you know. I'm going through a lot of life changes, but they are for the better. So I woke up today, I did not go to the gym, but I woke up early enough to shower, get my clothes together, and make sure that I was outside so that you could pick me up, which, as we know, I'm never on time. So I was surprised that I was actually outside, and then you pulled up.
You were
and
waiting
then I got
for
in.
Me.
I was waiting for you.
Oh, this is a nice change.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you did a lot this morning, so I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you something.
Go for it.
What has been your greatest accomplishment as an influencer? What is the greatest thing that you've done as Savannah Palacio?
The greatest thing I've done? Gosh.
Or something you're proud of. The most proudest thing you've done. You've been like, oh, I can't believe I did that.
Okay, well, I recently just got a new car.
Ooh.
Which literally like 2 days ago. I got a Tesla, everybody. I'm a part of the Tesla cult now. I picked Courtney up in it this morning. He was one of the first people to sit in it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that is my biggest accomplishment as an influencer, but it does feel like a very big accomplishment. Anyone that knows me knows I've only ever driven shitty hand-me-down cars, which I was very grateful for. Shout out to my dad. But, you know, now that I have kind of established myself a little bit, I'm able to give myself like a new car, which is crazy because literally, it's just like it's never happened. So yeah, it's a big accomplishment, I would say. So
well, I'm proud of you because I feel like on every level we should be able to like treat ourselves to something. Mm-hmm. Like you've reached this level, you say Tesla. On my level, girl, that's like getting an extra basket of wings at happy hour.
Stop.
You know, we all have to treat ourselves in different ways. Tesla, extra wings. It's all about perspective.
Hey, I will take extra wings any day, okay? You trying to go eat wings after this?
Girl, you know I'd be hungry.
We can. We definitely can. Well, what about you, Courtney? I know that you're doing like a lot of really big things, you know?
I think, and this is so extra and basic, right? I think The thing I'm the most proud of is being able to wake up and know that my rent is paid.
Ooh, love that.
I think that there are so many people, and I definitely used to be one of those people that live check to check.
Same.
To check to check. And it is such a freeing feeling to wake up and be like, okay, let me pay this rent, and then whatever's left, girl, we gonna do this.
Yeah.
And I just remember being in a period where it was like, girl, I gotta go and blend these smoothies again, girl. I gotta talk about Kim Kardashian again just to get this goddamn rent money. Like, you know what I mean? And so it feels
totally
nice to have, like, worked, focused, strategized, and executed. And my landlord is very happy because I put that coin in his pocket.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I 1,000% understand where you're coming from. So shout out to us for being responsible adults. High five.
Bam.
Yeah. Wait, no, we need to do that again. Yeah. Oh.
Girl, hang on, girl. We're breaking up the set, girl.
All right. Yeah. No, I love that for you. I remember, you know, it's crazy. I cried when I got the car. I mean, not when I got the car. I cried when I was alone with the car because I'm not going to cry in front of people. It's just not something I do. But there was a moment where, you know, I was like vlogging and I was just like so grateful. It was surreal to me that I have a new car. It still is. And it brought me back to, there were times when I was young where like my mom, we were like this close to living in Section 8 housing. We like went to go look at a couple. We like lost our house and well, my mom couldn't like afford the rent and everything. And shout out to my mom. It was a single mom. She raised three kids on her own. I went to private school. I went to an all girls private high school and I went to private elementary school too.
She was hustling.
She was hustling. I mean, I was also hustling. I only went to a private high school because I got a scholarship to go. So thank God there was something going on up here. I don't know about anymore, but there was something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was very fortunate, even now in my adult life, very fortunate to do what I do and to like be able to go out and buy myself a Tesla. Fortunate to have gone to private school and stuff. But yeah, getting it, it was just like it brought me back to all those times where I would struggle, you know, and I would watch her live paycheck to paycheck and, you know, getting out of that, I would also live paycheck to paycheck. And so, yeah, just that hustler mentality of always, you know, needing to make ends meet and stuff was instilled in me from a really young age. And I feel like that's kind of why I work so hard now, because a bitch ain't going to be broke again. Girl, oh, fuck that.
Listen, girl, listen. I call me, what is it, young boy, NBA young boy, never broke again? My ass is not that young. I'm millennial, never broke again, ever. MNBA, millennial, never broke again.
MNBA.
Before we bring Mitch in, Savannah, I wanted to remind you of something because you know I love a manifestation. I love a full circle moment. And I know you will remember this well.
Okay.
Depending, because we were drinking this evening. Remember when you took me, it was like me, you, Mitch, Jack, and Lisa, and we went to Katana. Remember that?
Yes.
That was a little over a year ago because I was tweeting at the table, so I had time hop.
Oh my God, that was such a fun night.
It was.
Yeah.
I remember saying, and we were like going around the table and like saying like our wishes or like our fears or something like that. We were just being really honest. And I remember saying that a year from now, I didn't want any of us to be forgotten. I wanted us to still continue to work and still be consistent and still be doing our thing. And a year and a few days later, you and I are not forgotten on a podcast. And Mitch is about to walk through that door and we're about to do our thing. Look at how we did that. Over to Wagyu, girl.
Damn, we're good.
We did that. Bam.
We're good. Ooh, honestly, I don't know if I can handle how good we are.
Girl, effort.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
That was like a year ago.
I don't remember that because I'm pretty sure I was drunk.
You were.
But that's really cute. And I'm happy to have been there.
Good thing I remember the memories.
Yeah, thank God one of us does. Shit.
Well, we figured that we would kick this episode off with one of the members of the Circle family that we keep close to our breast, and that would be Mitch Eason. Hi, Mitch.
What up, my fangers? How we doing?
Hey,
good.
Mitch.
Good.
So glad to have you in the studio with us today.
It's good to see you guys, honestly.
I know.
I miss you. I feel like we're growing up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like the show ended and we kind of like spent those summer days at Slash last summer. And I feel like it's such a different time since then. Things have evolved in a good way.
Yes.
In a good way.
I feel like we graduated like high school together and now we're like friends in the real world.
No, actually, though. Actually, that's what it feels like.
It is what it feels like. Perspective, y'all. Perspective.
Yeah.
Let's just get the formalities out of the way.
Let's do it.
Mitch, why did you apply to be on our crazy ass show, The Circle?
Dude, it was so random. So like, long story short, I was cutting grass under landscaping company prior to all this stuff. And making great money, had all these huge ambitious goals, started selling real estate, and then I was like just grinding. And I was like, dude, there's got to be a way to make money and have fun. Like, I haven't figured that out. I'm grinding on making money, but my life sucks. Like, I hated it. Mm. So I started trying to post on social, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok wasn't around, but all the social platforms at the time went nowhere. I was posting for like 5 years, getting like 20 views on YouTube.
That's crazy.
Like Facebook Live every day. Like when that came out, like I was everywhere. And then I was like, dude, how are some of these fairkin kids at like 2 million followers and I'm at 2,000? Like, what? I'm like, they post the same pictures, the same videos. Like, what am I doing here? So then I realized these kids coming off reality shows have an audience. And I was like, you know what? Like, my end goal is always to help people. Like, I want to inspire others to be their best selves and grow and step into the life that makes them happy and successful in their eyes. So I was like, if I can just get more people and share positive messages, like, maybe I can change the world in a little way, you know? So I looked at that, started applying for all these shows, Big Brother, Love Island, back when I was like 16, so like 8 years ago. And they never went anywhere. So I just went on with life living, and then randomly, out of nowhere, I swear, every casting producer, like 50 of them were following me, just DM'd me like, hey, we remember you from this show. Do you want to do this show? Do you want to do this show? I was like, oh my gosh, this is my moment. And then The Circle was one of them.
Nice.
So yeah, here we are.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. If The Circle would have never pressed you as hard as they did, obviously, to get you on the show, which show do you ultimately think you would have done?
Yeah.
Because you being on Love Island, how the hell was that going to work?
Yeah.
That's not my cup of tea necessarily. it was almost, I did fly out for finals. I was living in Miami at the time, and I flew out to LA for like the final interviews. They like tested me for like drugs and STDs and stuff and told me I was on. They're like, we'll call you back with the details, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, amazing. Never called me back. I was like, fair to you guys. So I don't know. Honestly,
they had to test you for the STDs. They're like, yep, he's a virgin.
I was like, yeah, Scott hasn't been in a cooter, so I don't know what we're going to do here. But no, I don't know. Because I even turned down The Circle. You guys know that, right?
Mm-mm.
The season one? I didn't tell you that ever?
No.
What?
I was actually going to ask.
Maybe you did tell me that. Maybe you did, but retell it.
Yeah.
So that's how Eddie and my mom got on. They DM'd me like years ago.
I think I do remember you telling me this briefly when we went to the beach.
I thought I told you.
Tell the listeners. They don't know. Give them the tea.
So they DM'd me the pilot and was like, hey, it was actually a colleague. She was like, hey, do you want to do this show? It's The Circle. Boom, boom, boom. And I looked at it and she just sent me like the concept and like a 2 minute like scissor reel of it. It was like just when the UK one launched. I was like, this show honestly looks so dumb. Like, who's going to watch us sit here behind TV screens? Like, I didn't have the vision and I couldn't watch the show. So I was like, nah, like, I don't want nothing to do with this. And then my brother calls me. He's like, yo, me and mom are flying out to, you know, wherever. Can we say where we're filmed out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't tell me. Yeah. I'm traumatized.
They practically know the address.
I'm traumatized. Yeah. Yeah,
this is a safe space.
Jeez, oh, man. But they're like, yeah, we're flying over to Manchester to film the show. And I was like, what show? Like, The Circle. I was like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, you're gonna sit there and talk to a TV screen, like, get off, like, it's gonna be a waste of your time. Anyway, it comes out to number one show on Netflix for how long? And I was like, and then I watch it, and I was like, darn, all right, I see the vision now.
Yeah,
I fairked up, whatever. And then they DM me again, we're like, hey, do you want to do season two? I was like, fairk yes. And then here we are.
I was actually gonna ask you if the reason why you decided to do The Circle was because your mom and your brother were on it the first season.
That helped, but then also I saw the show and I was like, all right, it makes sense. When I first heard the pitch, I was like, we're talking to a TV screen? Like, that sounds like some Black Mirror. Like, I just didn't see it as entertaining.
It was like Black Mirror.
And I was like, all right, there's actually, and COVID, I was like, darn.
There's a lot.
They freaking trippy this show out. So it made sense. And then, yeah, my family was on it. It was kind of funny that my whole immediate family was on the same show.
I love that, though. It's a family affair.
Literally.
And
they love that kind of stuff in reality, too. Sort of like keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Mitch. So we were in the starting lineup and you came in later. What was that experience like for you? Because for us, it was just kind of like a phone call. We went in and then it was like, the game is starting. But you came in halfway. What was that like for you?
Did you know that you were coming in halfway?
Yeah. No. So I almost left. I almost did not do The Circle. Like,
what?
In a fucked up way. I'm a very good boy. I'm very patient. But they told me I was going in originally. They were like, call me the night before, pack up, you're going in, bup, bup, bup. I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
All hype, but bags are packed. And they call me like midnight, like, by the way, you're not going in. And I was like, motherfucker. So I was like, all right, you know what? I don't care. Like, you're going to go in the next couple of days. They're like, don't you worry. And then I think it was 3 or 4 days. And I was like, you know what? Like, they're already probably 3-4 episodes in. Like, I was like, I'm not going to go in, like, episode 9. Like, my brother and mom went in episode, like, 8 or something. Like, real late. And I was like, I don't just care to do that. So I was like, I'm going to turn this into a paid vacation. And I told my chaperone, I was like, dude, I'm going out. I'm having fun. Like, I'm doing this. He's like, Mitch, no. And I was like, motherfucker, I'm just telling you. Like, you can't really control me, like, you know. So I did
You can't control me, can't be tamed.
Literally Miley Cyrus up in here.
But yeah, I actually did that. I don't drink or smoke or do anything anymore, but at that time I was, and we went out, and like, I don't know if I'm allowed to share this, but I just got freaking hammered up. Like, we were having fun going to the bars and shit.
I'm so jealous. Yeah. What the heck? My chaperone barely let me step one toe outside.
Well, my chaperone was like, really, really, really good. Yeah, but I was aware of that. They had like trackers on their phone. Yeah. So like it I didn't want
then
I was
leave
worried
the
about,
damn phone.
I was worried about my chaperone getting in trouble. Like, you
know
what I'm saying?
I wasn't. I was like, fair this. Like, I'm out here. I'm not about, and then because they were like, oh, we could do season 3.
I was gonna ask you, would you have stayed past Halloween do season 3?
I was about to leave with 3 days on that, you know? And I was like, because we were there for 2 weeks.
I feel that.
Yeah.
We were there for 2 weeks.
We were there for a minute. Yeah.
I was there for a little longer than 2 weeks because I think I flew out. Yeah. I flew out like a little earlier, like at least 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So I was stuck in my hotel for like, I think like 16 days before I went into the show. So I totally understand where you're coming from.
It was like
from
almost 3, because it was 2 weeks quarantine, and then
and it was real. It was real quarantine back then.
Yeah.
Because it was COVID like, was so crazy in Manchester. Place.
It was like all over the news. Yeah. Like they were.
Dude,
I was afraid.
Out. It was like on red lockdown. Like, yeah. We got like right out of there. Yeah.
No, there were. I don't know if you guys could see it or what hotel you guys were at, but my hotel was kind of like in the center of the like city area that it was. There was a big like digital billboard that would show the like COVID risk of you going outside. Every day I would look at it through my tiny, tiny window, and it would say high COVID risk or like extra high today, like stay inside, wear a mask, all this stuff. And it was like crazy because it would also give like a how many people have been affected.
Yeah.
It was insane. That was like my entertainment.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I was almost done. I was like, this. My shower was like, you can't do this. And then I didn't even sleep the night I went in. I had to take a nap my first day on the show.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah, I went out, had fun. Like, I didn't really go out to bars. He's like, dude, like, come on, work with me. So we kind of just got some, like, freaking vodka, put it in Gatorade bottles, and, like, walked around the bars and, like, around the city.
I feel that, yeah.
And, like, we're talking to people and stuff, but...
Because if you would have went inside, then the tracker would have let production know and you would have
like,
there.
I didn't want to cause issues. Of like, course, I was being tough to deal with, but I was like, look, I'll
And you
still...
flew all the way over there. You wanted to be on the show.
So
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to fair queue, but, like, let me get fresh air and have fun. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, fine. So then we were up talking, like me and him, we saw nothing similar. Like every different view you could have, like everything in life, we did not see eye to eye on, but it was beautiful because we could have like a mature conversation. I'm like, oh, wow, I don't agree with it. He's like, I don't agree with that. I'm like, okay.
Mm. And y'all still cool.
Yeah. And we talked until like 7 a.m. And then they called and were like, you're going in. I was like, or no, it was like really late. And they're like, you're going in. And we were like drunk at freaking 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, shit. Like,
they said, I'm going to tell you what they said. And this is not the truth, but they said, ain't nobody coming for Courtney and River. And then we had Mitch.
Then we had
Mitch because
that went to
me, Lee, and Chloe was
the Kardashians.
Mario, Peach, and Yoshi just marched into the coin.
Yeah,
but we needed a foil.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if y'all have noticed, but I'm obsessed still to this day with the inner workings of the story of our particular season because there are just so many things that you find out.
Uh-huh.
Even today, like as we retell the story and retell the story. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
It got
interesting.
Deep. It was fucking all over.
That's crazy. So both of you enter the circle hungover as fuck.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I was severely hungover
so
my
I didn't
first
sleep.
Day.
I was like, yo, I need a nap. They're like, man, you gotta film your intro. I was like,
yeah, they were like,
I was like, give me 20 minutes.
We need you folding your laundry. Yeah. I was like, I might throw up.
Yeah. Yeah, this ain't gonna work.
You guys, that's crazy. I wish I was hungover now so I could be a part of the club.
You needed to be exactly what you were when you were.
No, I needed to be just a little drunk so I could have been a little, you know,
I was
a little
nervous.
And then
I drank the champagne going in.
Me
I chugged the whole bottle. I was like almost drunk again.
The Prosecco?
Yeah.
Me too. And then it gave me a mean headache.
That's why I didn't touch it. I didn't touch any of the alcohol while we were there until... after.
Yeah.
I was scared.
I already felt like crap, so I don't remember. That didn't help. But
you're like, fuck it. Fuck it.
I got the fair game. I got the loser.
Mitch, let me ask you this.
We got court.
Good experience overall.
Yeah.
Right?
Honestly, yeah.
You had fun. Of course, there was drama. Yeah. But overall, fun.
Dude, you know what? Like, someone, I was talking about this with somebody recently, and I was like, dude, all the BS aside, like, you know when there was ratings to go home and stuff? If you look back at the B-roll on the cameras, they're like, Mitch, like, oh my gosh, you could be going home, like, da-da-da. I was like, I don't care. Like, I made it on a Netflix show. I'm here now. I'm like, I'm really excited just to be here. I was like, you can send me home now, go home happy as a motherfucker. And they were like, no, Mitch, like, you're not supposed to be happy. Like, you could go home, like, trying to, like, get married.
I was in that bitch like, oh my God. No. I said, oh my God, $100,000 down the drain. Why didn't I just lie during this part? Because I just, oh my God, what could I have done? I'm like in my notebook. Like, there's so much that, like, y'all didn't see, like, how paranoid and crazy and how untrusting of myself I was. I'm like flipping through the notebook, like, okay, we need to make sure that this person goes home so that this week the next person goes home. They never showed any of that.
Dude, I had none. I was just like there and I was like, this is awesome. And then that was it. Like, I was just living. I was not stressed out. I was like, oh wow, I could go home. Like, at least I was on this show. Like, how cool is that? And they were like, what's wrong with you?
Meanwhile, I'm in tears because I miss my job back at home. Mitch is like, anyway, can I get a guitar?
Yeah. Oh my God, right? Yeah, you use your per diem to get a guitar one day.
I was making up stuff. I was like bored. I was cooking the most exotic meals. I was like, yo, I want to learn guitar. And I always said, if I had enough time, I would. I have nothing but time. They're like, we can get you a guitar. Like, I was just doing anything I wanted.
You know what's crazy is that when you told me that, I remember thinking, this guy is so fucking smart. I said, I was so nice when I did the circle. I didn't ask for anything. Same. I didn't step out of line for anything. If they ever offered me water, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. I'm okay.
I was so stupid. Yeah. Like, get it together. When you told me that, it's like you opened a third eye for me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I still had respect and, like, you know, obviously treat people good. But when they were like, yo, can we get you anything? I was like, actually.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you can.
You're like, I could use a few more items to make my stay a little more comfortable.
Literally. I was getting yoga mats and blender. Like, I was just testing
you're
it.
So smart.
I was bored. I was like, you know what? Like, I want to eat healthy. I want to work out. I want to play guitar. And they're like, okay.
You're so funny. Mitch has always given me like golden retriever type of energy, you know? Like, you're such a nice person, Mitch. And, you know, I feel like it's very easy sometimes to misunderstand people, especially, like, you know, in the world that we live in. And I didn't think that I was going to like someone like you, you know, no offense, but I don't typically get. And not that I don't get along, but, you know, my people are more people, you know, like Courtney and stuff.
Right.
She said, I love the gays.
I love the gays. I love the gays and the gays love me. Okay.
True. Very true.
Now that I actually, like, I know you, you know, I've had you in my teeny tiny little convertible car. I've driven you to the beach. We've hung out. We've gone lunch and stuff. I really enjoy you, Mitch. Like, you're a really good person inside and out. And it's just a pleasure to be your friend and just to have you on the show and stuff. So thanks.
That was so sweet. Thank you. Right back at you. I feel like I just got a love bomb.
Yeah,
thank you.
Did. I'm not the most, like, you know.
I know. That was so.
That really came from the heart.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. I just, you know, I want to say, you know, we obviously really appreciate you. And we want to get into some of the dirt and stuff
Thanks, Steph. Appreciate both of you guys.
Yeah, before we get into the dark stuff, I need to give you a love bomb.
I want to share, too, my feelings about Mitch.
Keep going,
guys. Sorry. We're not done.
I'm also glad that you came, and I'm glad that we did the show together. And the reason why is because out of everybody on the cast, we may not talk the most, but I always feel the most connected with you because of PA.
Yeah.
And you have very much big PA energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You say you're landscaping. I don't even think about landscaping unless I'm literally back home. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I do appreciate the energy that you bring, because when people always ask me about the cast, there are always two people that they ask about. And I'm sure we can all think about the first one, but you are always the second follow-up. Well, what's Mitch like? Oh, bitch, he lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, you could catch Mitch at a Wawa, bitch. Like, that's what I fuck with. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, him, his brother, and his mama. Because we really fuck with Miss Tammy.
Oh, my God, your mom is so funny.
Period, 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 period. So thank you for coming. And now we're going to be messy.
Because it's what we do.
Thank you guys. I would really appreciate both of you, honestly. Like,
absolutely.
I feel like we're actually, like I said, friends now.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I have literally seen you crash and burn and then come back.
Oh my gosh, Sav has seen some dark sides of me. I have seen
some very sad times from you. Yeah, I would say we all have highs and lows in life.
Of course.
Mitchell is not exempt from that.
Yeah.
But it's like really good seeing you now in such a good place. Yeah. I told you that a couple months ago. Yeah. Like, it's like night and day for
me.
Um, it's, you know, sometimes when you do reality shows and you get a lot of backlash, there's a lot of opinions on the internet. What are some of the stuff that you were dealing with after the show?
I mean, fair, everything, I feel like. Like, you have your fair share of love and hate, too. So, like, I got a lot of love, like, heartfelt messages. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is beautiful. You know, parents showing their kids me as, like, a good example. I was like, wow, like, that's really, like, a thoughtful compliment. And then others, I feel like, any more people are just bored and looking for something to, like, find. Like, for they're sure. just digging for dirt, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you just get hate for everything. The biggest thing was, especially between me and you, I feel like on the show, we didn't get along. And then all of a sudden, I feel like I was flagged as, like, racist, homophobic. Oh, this guy's, like, a typical redneck. I, like, I do, you know, wear flannels in the country. I was like, all right, like, it's not hard to pin me, like, fair. I do like country, but...
Yeah, the accent.
Yeah, like, I'm a small-town landscaping king. Come on.
Yeah.
But, like, they can't see everything, and I feel they have these little snippets of us, and I'm like, well, me and Courtney are friends, actually.
Yeah.
We didn't get along on a show, but it's a competition show. Like, how fair can my race? Like, come on now.
You didn't even know if that was really him behind the screen.
Exactly.
And
so,
you have to think, going back to story... Who was going against me, River, and Chloe? If you would have come in and we would have had a conversation, right. we would have been friends.
Right.
And then what would the end of the show have
been? We didn't have one until the end of the show, too.
And it's because they were preventing us spoiler alert.
Yeah.
They were preventing us from talking to each other.
Every day I was trying to talk to you.
So that we could be like... You know, so that by the time you did come, they had already figured my personality out. I was already saying, I was like, well, if Mitch is not talking to me, then he's obviously talking to someone else and trying to get my ass out. And I was right, but it was because they were stopping us. So it's not you being racist or homophobic. Relax.
Yeah.
It's just the situation that we were in. It was a competition.
And then, that's what I don't get is like, every little thing gets, what's it called? Like, just magnified. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, then it's all these articles trending on Twitter. You know, it's just all this dumb stuff for, it hurts because it's like, well, I'm not really that person, but so many people, thousands of people are constantly over and over commenting, DMing you these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just some of it. I'm trying to think of what else. Like, those were the biggest ones, but.
Well, as your friend, I want to give you the opportunity to kind of set the record straight. As both of your friends and as two minority people that sit in front of you, you know, there were some things that we wanted to address. You received a lot of negative backlash after the show, some people calling you, you know, racist, and, you know, there were photos of you in front of, you know, these signs that could have alluded to the fact that you were a racist. We think that we deserve an explanation as much as you deserve to give one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I'm not racist, you know, and I know that sounds very just denial, but I really do love all people, like genuinely. Like, I don't care if you're short, ugly, fat, tall, black, white, orange, purple. Like, I look at people's hearts. Like, I really genuinely do. So to see that stuff about me trending and getting the DMs, thousands of them, you're this, you're racist, you're homophobic. Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? And there's some pictures floating around. I mean, it's tough because anything that they could even use as proof is from when I was younger, from when I was 10 years old. So I grew up in a small town in PA. You know, I hang around different types of people that go to country concerts. I go to country concerts. I drive lifted trucks. Like, I'm very easy to paint the picture of the stereotype white American, you know, God loving. Like, I fit the stereotype, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if anyone wants to paint me in that picture, have fun. But to me, it's like, that's not me. And maybe I grew up in that environment or was around that in small town PA, but I can't pick where 8-year-old me hangs out or what I'm in front of or not. So I don't know. It's tough because I really just want to be me and let my light shine and give my heart to everybody. And then having that just attack me and over and people still view me in that light sucks. I'm like, well, maybe that was an old me, but that's not me anymore. Like this
that's
is
not who you are today.
Yeah, like this is me today. Don't look at me for 15 years ago. And even 15 years ago, I wasn't racist or think that, you know, anything is bad or, you know, I gave friends growing up. I'm not homophobic. I have friends of every race. Like, I never thought of that as a thing in my mind or like a wall. It's always just like, oh, you're a human being. I love you. And I think I get that from my dad and my mom, too. Like, they just raised me, like, love one another as your neighbor. It's like a Christian principle, you know, Jesus would love everybody. So I just have that genuine love to give everyone, and it sucks that I get painted in that light, but that's just not me. I don't have those beliefs.
Mm.
Love that. Beautifully said.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, just to go back to what you said about growing up in PA, same. And I think it's very easy for people to forget that not everybody lives in an open-minded city.
Yeah,
exactly.
Where I grew up in PA, it was very closed-minded, very ignorant, and you grow out of those things that you learn when you're younger. And I think that people should extend that grace to you because you're just so not the person that, you know, you're not the person that it's easy to form an idea about after seeing 3-4 episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Thank you. No, I appreciate it. That's true. Like, I grew up in a different environment than LA. Like, I'm now learning a lot of new things and how to, you know, communicate different. Like, I just didn't have that, being honest, you know? So, I'm not going to lie. I'm the classic, like, American white dude that drives like a truck. Like, I'm like very easy.
You're like the Abercrombie bag boy.
Yeah. I'm the classic white American guy. So, like, I see how it's easy to paint me as that, but I'm like,
the Abercrombie bag boy. That's literally so true.
Yeah,
you could definitely be an Abercrombie model. I'm surprised you're not.
Get my jeans.
I won't lie to you. Ever since you said that you did landscaping, I was like, Mitchell with the shirt off mowing my lawn.
That did happen. Nice. That did happen for sure.
It should happen again at my lawn.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I'll sit with like some lemonade.
What lawn you got?
I'll roll out some grass, Courtney. Shut up.
You're silly. Mitch, let me ask you this. We kind of touched on this a little bit in terms of like production and stuff.
Right.
Do you think that there was anything in the Circle edit that was just wrong or maybe painted your character in a way that you were like, man, that's not really how it went?
To be honest with you, not really, because like, I'm just so open. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, everything was me. Some of it was taken out of context. Like, for sure, I was like, that's not really
how
that
went down.
Was you
really that mad during the Circle Awards?
I honestly was fired
up. We was getting in your ass
on
that
one. I was like, you don't fuck these people. Like, I did nothing but nice to them. I have no beef with any of them. Now they all fucking hate me.
I said, let me bully his ass real quick since he's bitching.
That's the only time I got mad. I was like, these motherfuckers. I was like, I'm done with them.
I was in there. I was in my apartment. I thought they were going to keep this in so bad. Because when you and Lee both got the Ass Kisser Award, I literally was like, watch the contrast in their responses. I said, River is going to make this shit a joke, and Mitch is going to cry.
Dude,
and
that's I was like, fair you guys. I was like, dude, I'm not their friends. Like, what am I doing here? I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm trying to be nice, and they're just ripping me apart.
We were like, anyway, get him. We were like, rip the bitch to shreds.
Mitchell was like, anyway, Chloe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Chloe,
go ahead.
Have you guys, I know you guys were dating for a while,
right,
and then it didn't work out. I was also there for that. I feel like I was there for a lot of your life moments.
Like, sad. You've seen like the best and worst of me the last year.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a journey, so yeah.
Well, likewise, I feel like the tables could also be turned, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, what is that like? You're obviously not dating Chloe anymore. Are you dating? Are you still a virgin?
Definitely still a virgin.
Okay.
Me and Chloe are not
dating.
Love
that for you.
Thank you.
Are you and Chloe friendly?
Yeah, so actually we cleared it up. It definitely was like an interesting relationship, and you know more than anybody, Sav's like the most queued up.
I know both sides very well, because when they were going through their breakup, I had picked up Chloe, and we went to lunch, and she obviously, you know,
when she was here.
When she was here. And then remember, she came to my house, my apartment, because I just moved in, and we had that barbecue thing.
Yes,
and
yes,
Mitchell
yes,
was
yes.
supposed to be there, but Mitchell was so hurt.
Yeah!
I honestly was...
I was pissed your ass wasn't there for them family pictures we took that day.
That was the day that... Yeah.
That was like...
You just reminded me. I just got re-pissed. Mm-hmm. You messed up the pictures.
I know. Everybody was there, and you know what it was? We talked about it, but I was in such a low place mentally. Like, I was just drained.
Mm.
And from everything, I just felt so disconnected with who I was. You know, I was in LA meeting all these new people, chasing new goals, chasing attention on social media, you know, coming off a TV show. And I was just mentally not okay. Like, I had all these negative thoughts, and I couldn't sleep at night. I had like insomnia. Like, I was just down bad.
You were going through it.
Literally, I was just in a rough like rut. There was some stuff happened with family. It was just like, obviously, when it rains, it pours. And then Chloe's in town. I'm like trying to hang out with her, and I'm like all anxious. I'm like, dude, I'm not me.
You
right
were
now.
Spread thin.
Yeah, I was just not me. So I was like, I can't keep people pleasing. Just go out and like try and bend over backwards. Like, I got to just figure out me and like face myself head on. And that's what I did shortly after. But that time period was a breakdown for sure.
Mitch, before we kick your ass out.
Talk to me.
Is there anything else that you wanted to set the record straight on? Anything that you just feel like people just have wrong about you? I think that we have proven that you are an angel child, which you are. But is there anything that you were like, hey, motherfuckers, you got this wrong about me?
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Let me take a moment here.
You want to take a moment? Well, you take a moment. What are you doing now? What's life like now?
What do you say to all the people that say that you're not really a virgin?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, how do you know? You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing.
Get them.
With all the hate and with all the different, you know, you're not a virgin or like everything, I stopped valuing it now. And that's why I think I'm so happy. Like, I found my peace. Mm-hmm. So what I mean is, like, you can only choose to react to something and you get upset. So if someone says, oh, you're a horrible person, you suck, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you're boom, boom, boom. You look at that, take it in your mind, and then say, oh, I'm mad at this now, and I don't like myself, and, like, I am ugly, and do-do-do-do. But your own mind does that. Mm-hmm. And I did that. That's why I was so down. Like, I was already in a low place. I let the hate get to me, and I was like, wow, like, it's just a snowball. So anymore, I just take everything at face value. I look at it, and I'm like, okay, that's you.
That's how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know me. You're not in my body. You're not in my mind. Like, I don't care to comment and prove you wrong or attack you. Like, I'm just going to move on with my life. And it's like, thank you for caring enough about my life to send me this message or deliver this hate. It's like, you really must be down bad yourself and bored or hurt. Like, hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's like, you're that bored in your life that you're coming to my page, typing in my name, dropping some random negativity, and then being like, yep. Great day.
I don't understand how people can do that. I have never watched someone on TV and disagreed with something that they did and then went on their page and commented.
Yeah.
Not from my real profile, not from my fake profile, not from my sister's, not from literally any profile. I'm like, there has to be something like wrong with people that do that.
I agree. I feel like it ain't none of your business. Yeah. Like, first of all, we spoke on our last episode about a panty thief. I know, so random. We spoke about a panty thief on our last episode. And what you need to be telling them people is to watch their panties. Don't be watching your panties. You need to tell
I'm
them.
I'm so confused.
I know. I'm just
so
saying.
I'm so confused.
I know. That people are so concerned about what's going on in your panties.
Oh, I thought you were talking you literal.
Them, no, you need to tell them to watch their own panties. Don't be worried about what's going on in your panties.
Okay, yes.
That's what you need to respond back to.
Yes.
Them.
Yes.
Watch your panties,
I
period.
Thought you were telling me, like, watch, like, someone doesn't steal my boxers. I was like, I mean, that would suck. I was like, where's he going with this? Like, I don't know.
I could think of many people that would want your boxers.
Yeah, if you want to buy them, I'm selling them at OnlyFans. I'm just kidding.
Stop.
Now, what did I say last episode? Then all you got to do is sell them.
I know. The reason why he brings that up is because I was saying how when I was in college, we would have the communal washer dryer stations. Mm-hmm. So I brought my clothes down to do my laundry. And when my stuff was done, I grabbed it from the dryer and I noticed that all my underwear was gone.
Right.
And someone had stolen all my underwear. So gross. But yeah, Courtney was like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah.
Watch the panties.
Watch your panties.
Watch the panty thieves.
Yeah.
That's how I took that, by the way. I was like,
Mitch was like, literal panties? Like, no, the
Mitch
metaphorical
like,
ones, Mitch.
I think I have them on.
He's like, are they there?
Hold on.
Mitch, what are you working on?
A lot right now. Some new projects I'm excited about. I don't know how much I can talk about them, but
okay.
I'm excited for some new projects, new shows coming out. And I'm getting back to me. Like, I'm very entrepreneurial at heart. And the last year I've been so focused on social media and the show and, you know, kind of the LA lifestyle and going out and meeting people and the club scene and the parties and the dinners. And I'm like, oh, that was great. Like, I had a freaking experience, but... Like, the entrepreneur kid in me is like, dude, like, we got to get something going. Like, I want to build wealth. I want to buy real estate. So now I'm starting to apply focus to acquiring real estate, multifamily units, either wholesaling or, like, creative finance and some apartment complexes.
A little stint on Selling Sunset.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I have my mortgage and real estate license.
You do, yeah. I'm surprised you haven't gotten more into that out here in LA.
I'm about to. Like, that's my breakthrough recently is the last month. I'm like, all right, what do I want to focus on? And it's the social media. I want to start a podcast. I'm really passionate about having these type of conversations. And obviously keep on my socials. But I was like, I want to build wealth with real estate. And I have my licenses. I know how to sell. I know how to buy. I know what to look for in investments. I can flip. I worked in construction. So I was like, let me just get back started. You know, I've been kind of losing my entrepreneurial side. So now finding a way to get back into the real estate game, and that's what I'm really excited about.
Yeah, you could even incorporate your socials into something like that, you know what I mean? And do more on socials of things that, like, make you happy and things that, like, make you feel whole instead of, like, maybe doing, like, a TikTok dance or, like, a random video or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, just food for thought.
That's what I'm thinking. I want to open a church.
I mean,
that is a
goal of mine.
I would definitely... You would have to have a really awesome, like, choir, though.
Yeah.
Because I literally
would... It would have to be a black choir. Yeah. Imagine Mitch owning a church with a black choir. Energy.
First of all, I'm pretty sure that if I stepped into a church, I would disintegrate.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Imagine that.
And my favorite song was Taste and See. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it. What do you mean? That's a beat of the song.
No, before he was clapping off.
Mitchell is always offbeat. No offense, it's the white boy in him.
I really do just go for it though. Like, I just send it. I fucking dance. Like, I get loose.
It's an energy.
I go for it.
I don't know if I would call it dancing. Moving, yes.
Energized movement. Rhythmic movement.
I don't know if there's rhythm there.
Bro, well, I swear, people ask me, like, dude, how are you doing this? I'm in, like, a club just, like, throwing stuff out, or at Coachella. Like, yo, how are you doing this? I'm like, honestly, I'm just moving my body. Like, just get with it. Just get loose. Like, let it flow. And they're like, oh, my gosh, that's incredible. I'm like, thank you.
Who's your, like, dancing inspiration? Like, did you pick up your style of dance from somewhere?
I'd say the man in the mirror. I don't know how. I just literally move my body in whatever way I can creatively do it and, like, test through, like, how can I move my arms? How can I move my legs? Like, and I just start, like, throwing random stuff around.
You want to take Mitch to, like, Millennium Dance Studio?
Oh my
or
God,
something.
Imagine.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would die taking him to one of the heel dancing classes.
Period. Him and
I
Jack.
Would teach some lessons.
I feel like you could actually walk a mile in these Louboutins.
That's what I'm saying.
Mitch, before we get going, we have a fun little game called Friend, Bestie, Dead to Me, which is kind of like our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Okay. I'm going to let Courtney explain it.
We're going to give you three names, and you just tell us who you want to be your bestie, which is your top choice.
Okay.
Your friend, which is kind of like your middle choice.
Okay.
Or are they dead to you, which is their...
In the gutter.
Yes.
Bound, bound.
All right.
Got it.
The three people we have for you are Lee, Chloe, and Delisa.
Oh, fair. That's actually tough. I was hoping you were going to throw me a bone at least. Give me someone that you know I don't fair quit. Fuck. I'm so close with all of them.
That's the fun. That's the challenge.
I feel like I gotta go to Lisa on Bestie. Like, me and her we have this, like, little brother-sister thing, because, like, we had this little, like, bromance on the show, and then it turned into, like, a real life. Like, we still talk and catch up. So I would say Delisa, Bestie. Oh, shoot. I don't know, because Lee always calls and texts. He's always thinking of me. He's a sweetheart.
He's consistent.
But me and Chloe, like, just made up, and now we're friends, and, like, this is beautiful. So, like, I don't want to kill her, you know?
I mean, it is just a game.
I know, but I think very passionately about these things, guys. Yeah.
Same.
Who will be more okay with you sending them to the guillotine?
I think I'm going to have to go Lee as friend. And sorry, Chloe. Like, I love you, Chloe. Love you, Chloe. But Lee is just, like, the epitome of a good friend and a good person.
I agree.
Totally. You know what
I
mean? Oh, my God.
Like, he's the example of a friend. Like, thinking of you, cares, there for you. I'm like, wow. Thank you.
I agree. You know I love Lee. He's the sweetest ever. Yeah.
We know Lee watching. We love you.
Sorry,
Lee.
Chloe, but the relationship is dead, apparently. But we still love you as a friend, just for purposes of the game. You are dead
you
to
are dead.
You're dead to Mitch.
But I still love you, Chloe.
We still love you. I'm going to do Bestie for Lee, because Lee has truly listened to me in terms of how I like to communicate in a friendship. So I'll do that for Lee. Friend for Delisa, because Delisa always check up on me as well. And I love her and her family. Shout out to Trevor. And then Chloe would have to be dead to me simply because she is the last option.
Yeah.
So sorry, Chloe. I love you, babes.
I'm going to have to go with the exact same thing Courtney said. Lee calls me all the time. He's always there whenever I need him. Him and Steven, when they were in town, I took him to the airport. We hung out for a bit. I love them. Delisa, still a friend. She's my girl. She's busy being a mother.
A mother.
To her beautiful children and, you know, being a great wife to Trevor. And yeah, I look forward to them having their own Netflix series soon, hopefully. Okay. And yeah, simply because Chloe's the last option, I'm gonna have to send her to the guillotine.
Not the guillotine. Not off her head.
Say, we're getting real deep.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Took a Victorian, girl.
But yeah, Chloe unfortunately does get my dead to me today. But tomorrow could be different.
Could be different.
Poor Chloe. She's dead to all of us.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chloe.
Sorry, Chloe. But you know what? The world loves her and that should be enough for her.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Mitch. We dug you out of the ditch. You brought it on home to the homecoming queens. And, I mean, it really was a blessing just to have your energy here with
us. Thank you guys so much for having me on, honestly.
Make sure that you tell us where to find you.
At Mitch Leeson everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
TikTok?
TikTok.
Twitter?
Twitter's _ Mitch Leeson.
Instagram?
Mitch Leeson.
Yeah?
Snapchat's Mitch C. Eason, but if you want to...
What do you upload the most on?
Honestly, Instagram and Snap as a reason.
Yeah, he'd be on Snap.
Yeah, right.
I'm active on there as a reason.
Yeah. Well, if you need to find Mitch, you know to find him at Mitchell Eason on Instagram and basically every platform out there. My socials are at Sav Palacio, also on every platform out
there.
My names on the social medias are Court Revolution on Twitter and TikTok and Courtney Revolution on Instagram. And make sure you follow Homecoming Queens on Instagram and TikTok at Homecoming Queens Pod.
Watch every episode of Homecoming Queens on our Eve YouTube channel or listen on your favorite podcast app.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Y'all know the drill.
Bye.
Boom.
Homecoming Queens is part of the Eve Podcast Network and a Forever Dog production. Executive producer, Tracy Soren. Producer, Clementine Yost. Development executive, Mariah Nicholas. Engineer and editor, Sebastian Portuondo. Theme song by Will Pitts. Cover photo by Stephanie Sayas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Bowen.